Where do you get this drive from?
Oh, I thank you for that. I sincerely do. You know, my grandmother, my mother, there's different things. My mother went to heaven in 2010, and that broke my heart. That's just the honest truth. And at the same time, before she left, she told me, you know, I've taught you everything I know about life. You'll be okay. So although I didn't really want to hear that at the time, I just wanted her to stay. It's true. My grandmother taught me that how you treat people is very important, that you must walk out your life through your actions of compassion and being aware of the world around you. My mother taught me that as you achieve, that you have to be mindful of others. You can never be so into yourself that you can't see the world around you. You know, that you must have compassion, that you must know that beauty is many things. It's many things, and beauty also is how you treat people. Beauty is what do you build in the world, what do you contribute. Beauty is being sensitive to other people and to have no regrets, as in if there's something that you really want to do, make sure you're disciplined and you're focused, but you have no choice but to go for it, because if not, it's going to haunt you. Don't be afraid. Be afraid not to be daring. Be afraid not to dream. Don't be afraid to do those things. At the same time, take the responsibility that comes along with that. Comes along with that, you know, and that's just the drive that she placed in us. The excellence is yours, you know. Walk in excellence, strive for it, sacrifice for it, because the years are going to go by regardless, and it's a matter of how you spend them. But the gift of life is a blessing, and to be able to be successful at something, to tour, to travel the world, meet extraordinary people, you can't take that for granted or take it lightly. You know, you can't do that. That's over a decade of my life in that way, and I've been traveling, you know, since that time. But you have to understand how to make that time work for you and for others.
You know, it's beautiful talking to a driven black woman.
Thank you very much.
You can't see me, but I've got a smile on my face. You are so positive, you know.
Thank you.
And I love that. You are so positive. Let me ask you this. Do you ever think about doing a solo album or maybe getting back into singing, or is that just done for the time?
Oh, certainly. There's a lot more I want to give the fans musically. And, you know, I made that decision based on circumstances that presented themselves at that time. So I didn't know when my transition would be. I was just prepared to make it should that situation come up. So certainly there's a lot more love I have to give in music. I love being in the studio, and I love people. I love writing music. I have begun recording, and eventually those songs will come out. I'm recording. My company, as I said, is called Halo 2 Beauty, and we are the fine art of kindness, love, and glamour. What the music is, Adrian Anderson presents Halo 2 Beauty, the soundtrack of kindness, love, and glamour. And so the songs all fit within that theme, because kindness, love, and glamour is what I was raised with. My mother taught me to care how you present yourself, care how you treat others. Whenever you benefit, think of who you can bless with that benefit. So it's just part of the makeup and the legacy she's given me. My grandmother, to this day, every second Saturday, she's in Denton, Texas, you know, at this house called Faraday House, and she literally tells people, come here. It's free furniture, free clothes, free shoes, free food, whatever you can wow. get, you know, to this day. And I've learned, you know, I have five other siblings, me and my sisters. We'll be celebrating with my grandmother and my brothers as well, her 91st birthday. And, you know, it's just, I realize it's in my DNA spiritually, and it's in my DNA naturally to achieve so that not only I'm blessed in my family, but so you can inspire others. You can't change anyone. You know, those are things I had to learn in life. You can't change anyone, but I hope to inspire millions. And that's a beautiful blessing to be able to do that in music and to be able to do that, you know, beyond that. So I believe everything in its season and everything happens for a reason. But I haven't left the fans, and I didn't intend to. It's a situation, decision that had to be made, and I'm still here for them. I'm going to give not only musically, but I'm going to give in business, and I look forward to creating jobs. And I don't mind being patient and building my company and at the same time working behind the scenes corporately in the entertainment industry. It has great advantages. I work for CNN Business Documentaries and PR and marketing for major mainstream campaigns and artists. And you really learn how things really work, which is what artists need to know. You need to know how things really work opposed to how you think they work.
Our guest, Adrian Anderson. Adrian, do you tweet, Facebook?
Yes, I tweet. I'm at Adrian Smile. I have a lot of inspirational tweets. I'm also, as you're aware, with SBI, the Speakers Bureau Institute. So I do speaking engagements that educate artists. I do it to empower young women. I do it to inspire the youth to understand vision, understand what it takes to walk out and build their opportunities and dreams, collaborations and partnerships, and experience in the music industry and entertainment industry. And I do beauty presentations as well. So, you know, years ago I used to think like, wow, I'm so, you know, I'd be exhausted sometimes because I was like, you know, I do different things. And I assure you that now that the years have gone by and I've evolved, I'm so thankful that I nurtured all my talents and not just one.
Our guest, the beautiful Adrian Anderson and her brand, Halo 2 Beauty. Adrian, we wish you much success. We thank you for this positive talk, and may God continue to bless you, whatever you touch.
Thank you so much. And I look forward, when we launch my company later this year, I'd love to come back on and have us do like an honor, surprise, blessing, and award some of the listeners and do some prizes.
That sounds great, Adrian.
I look forward to it.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you so much. It is our guest, Adrian Anderson on Star 1310.